Here are the numbers. 17 players are from Florida and 3 from Alabama. 11 play on the offensive side of the ball, 8 on defense. And as a kicker, 1 kicker.
Very excited about this class and who we were able to really attract to our program. When you look at our roster now, when you throw these guys in there, we've got really good depth.
Head coach Pete Shinnick says it helped that the Argos have played their first season with some of the games on either regional or national television and being able to host potential recruits at UWF games.
That really created, I think, the buzz and the atmosphere that we found when we were in the high schools, when we were talking to coaches, games being on TV, games being played at Wahoo Stadium, really generated, I think, the excitement to the level that we're at right now.
That first season on the field in 2016, perhaps, is the main factor that places the recruiting class of 2017 above the previous 2 years. Because of that, Shinnick says the word is now going forth about the UWF football program.
The brand is starting to identify itself, and what UWF football is starting to create some energy and excitement amongst the high school coaches, which then the players are the benefactors of that. They're starting to connect the dots on that, and they're starting to see what that looks like.
Going into the recruiting season, Shinnick said they were hoping to get one of everything, that is, one of each position, or perhaps two if possible. One focus was the offensive line, where UWF was notoriously thin last season. The Argos are hoping two recruits, Mike Dill and Tommy Canelli, can help right away.
We had Mike in here, 6'5", 310 pounds. Tommy in here, 6'5", 275 pounds. Both of those guys are still 17 years old. They've got a great future in front of them. Last year, we did not sign a freshman offensive lineman, but this year we found 4 really, really good ones.
For the offensive backfield, UWF picks up quarterback Spencer Molnow of Jacksonville and 2 running backs, Anthony Johnson Jr. of Pace and T.J. Stokes of Montgomery, Alabama. The recruits and transfers will join about 90 returning players, including 19 starters from the inaugural season, in which the Argonauts went 5-6.
But as we said, really from day one, we're going to build this program with high school players. You know, we're going to start in the 850 area code. And it's taken a couple years to get some momentum to where guys are starting to see who we are and what this program looks like and what football at UWF looks like.
When it comes to recruiting, college football programs at all levels try to balance filling immediate needs with going after the best players available no matter what position. UWF coach Pete Shinnick is no different.
Linebacker is a position that we have a need for, and we think we're going to have a freshman linebacker play for us next year. But every year, you don't want to pass up either a great high school player. If this year we didn't get a wide receiver, but we got the O-lineman and the running back and the tight ends that we like, then we'll solve that in the next year's class.
Next up for the Argos, spring practice kicks off March 25th with the Blue-White Spring game on Saturday, April 22nd at Penn Air Field on the UWF campus. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.